Today is Tuesday, July 19th, 2022 at 1:10 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Sean Rhodes. I am convening a meeting of the WBI Radio Committee, and I am here with Rachel Barr. Say hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Janet Coleman.
Hello, present.
Doreen Roberts.
Happened to her.
Green?
She was trying to unmute. I'm here.
Oh,
now.
Okay. All right. Well, we got you there now. Okay. So, let's see. Let me read a draft agenda, and we'll figure out how we want to proceed. One, choose a pro tem chair. Two, discuss Catherine's summary of her conversation with Linda Perry. Three, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. Any objections?
Sorry, what was the last thing?
Choose someone to convene the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
All right. Any objections to that agenda?
Nope.
Okay. And
sorry. Catherine's summary of what?
Of her conversation with Linda Perry.
Okay.
I sent it to everyone.
Last week? Okay. All right. Got to go back. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, number one, I will volunteer to be pro tem chair.
I'll second the motion. If you need a second.
Well, thank you anyway. Let's see. Catherine's summary. All right. Since she is not on the call, let me read that for those who are listening in so they can be up to speed as well. She sent this to us on July 7th, and I sent it to everyone that same day. She wrote, "Hello, Sean and LSB Radio Committee. I have spoken to the PD, Linda Perry, about scheduling the LSB show, and it is under consideration. It is somewhat of a challenge due to other preemptions that have been going on, including the PRA fundraiser and the Congressional Committee broadcast. Linda requested that we offer three alternative dates that she can look at for consideration. Also, she is recommending a regular monthly time slot, rather than jumping around the schedule. This would allow the show to build a regular audience. This could work because the shows are already preempted on a schedule for fundraising. The LSB could be put into one of these otherwise preempted slots without adversely affecting the producer and show. If the show were shortened, we could have the LSB show rotating through the half hour following the news, which would give it a pretty wide audience. Best, Catherine." Okay, so my initial take on this was, it's like deja vu all over again. some of these ideas have already been proposed and rejected by the committee. So I'm a little baffled as to why they're being introduced yet again. And I wasn't clear if some of the rationale in the letter was coming from Catherine, or if she was relaying Linda's rationale. That's why it would have been good if she were here to, you know, make that distinction for us. Okay, so let's take this from the top. In terms of offering three alternative dates that she can look at for consideration, based on the schedule that we had last year, which was we were on the last week of every month from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., each month a different day of the week. So I would put in, since we're in July now, obviously we're not going to start July now with a show for next week at the end of this month. So I was looking at August, the end of August, and we could start, you know, with Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, one of those 3 days, the last week of August, you know, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
How do others feel?
Well, you know what? We don't know which shows are on those nights, what we're preempting at this moment. A year ago, I can't remember what the schedule was, but those were somehow preemptable shows, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now, I don't know, do we have anything critical there? Like, I'm just curious to know what we'd be preempting.
So, Sean, you said Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m.?
Correct.
Is that – okay, I just want to make sure I heard correctly. So, I'm trying to think. 7 o'clock Monday is Mimi. 8 o'clock Monday is Scott and Vadra.
Who?
Vadra.
Who?
Kilgallen.
Vadra?
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be someone before her, right? Tuesday? What about the 7 o'clock?
No, I'm talking – that was Monday.
Rachel was still talking about Monday.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Sri. And then from Tuesday, 7 to – p.m. to 9 p.m., we've got Sunsara, and then we've got Out FM at 9, from 8 to 9 p.m. And Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m., we've got Off the Hook, and at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., we've got Ralph and Betty doing What's Happening. I think that's the title of the show. I only know it by their names, but so that's the programming. And For those 3 evenings between those two hours of time, what we need to try to find out from the PD, and she announced at the LSB meeting last Wednesday evening that she was going on vacation, but she didn't give the dates of from and when she's coming back. So I'm not sure if her vacation began or whether it's beginning soon, but Bertolt should have that information. But what we need to know is, when certain programs get preempted, I think instead of they're on for 3 weeks, then the 4th week they get preempted. I think that changed, and now it's 4 weeks, and then they're preempted on the 5th. Janet, do you know anything about that, or Sean, because you're producing?
Actually, I was going to have to call Bertolt, because I can't read that chart, so I actually
okay.
have to be told manually. I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is, frankly. I just know that I was told that I didn't do it right.
To answer Rachel's question there, yes, that is the general rotation of 4 weeks of program, and then the 5th week you're preempted.
Okay.
Yeah, but we just don't know at this point what that means. For
exactly.
us.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a question. Let's see. What do others think about the this idea of a half hour following the news?
I'm asking that, for the chat. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can.
You're a little okay. soft.
You know what? Let me try to move to a different place in the room. Maybe some cloud has taken up residence over this particular part of the building. Okay. So the half an hour is unacceptable. The PNB has passed a motion with regard to LSB reports. They've passed a communications policy, which should have been, which has not been implemented at the station. That motion, which I can send to y'all later, has a number of parts, including the LSB report. I'll just deal with the LSB report here. It requires a one-hour program at a minimum. It can be 2 hours, as has been the case in New York, but it can be, it must be a minimum of 1 hour. It is further recommended that dates be given a month in advance, because while there are a lot of people in Pacifica who, either because of California's liberal disability law or personal wealth, don't need to work or don't work much, it seems, you know, many of the people actually have to earn a living, so you want to give people notice so so they can make arrangements to keep their job so they can continue making donations. Forget about rent. And so a half an hour is out of consideration. Plus, I don't see how you can effectively communicate governance information and take calls in
right.
25 minutes.
Right.
So that's exactly. a non-starter.
Exactly.
The other thing, I thought we had, well, the PNB motion also says, the PNB policy also says that we're going to be rotating throughout the listenership, throughout the grid, the schedule, so that we're not affecting the same
audience
program.
Yeah, same listeners.
Right. So we're not affecting the same producer repeatedly, but also because, you know, we asked for membership support around the clock. These programs should
right.
be available, you know, during the prime hours. And it specifies it has to be between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., which allows a lot of flexibility. And I would argue that each batch of listeners, because there are some of us who turn on the radio and we're there for 6 hours straight or more. There's some who never change the station. But we should move it around because we want everyone to be fully invested in our governance system. So I would disagree that we even need to keep it on the 7 to 9 range and keep hitting them. I don't even understand how you guys are now on a 4 week on, 5th week off. And I know everybody starts at a different point, so it's not like the 5th week of the month everything is off, although there are days when it feels that way. Because there are only like 4 months in the year that actually have a 5th week. So I don't know about that, but whatever. What has to happen is that when they integrate, so they can't plan for some of the hearings, which we know have come about with relatively short notice, but we should not be having this program, the LSB report, scheduled in such a way that a producer is off in a particular week because they're preempted in their normal preemption round, and then the next week they're preempted because there's an LSB report. So management will have to do whatever juggling is required to make sure that that doesn't happen. Because as a listener, if I tune in to hear a show in 1 week and it's not there, okay, I know this crazy 52-week fundraising thing, and then the next week it's also not there, that's a turnoff. There are some programs that have not been on for 3-4 weeks in a row due to the station's preemptions, the archives preemptions, the hearings preemptions. You can't just say, well, you know what I'm saying? You have to be flexible if all these things are being thrown in. If someone is preempted because of a national fundraiser, okay, and then they're preempted because of a hearing, okay, the hearing's important, then you cannot just preempt them again for fundraising, or I would argue for the LSB report. You have to remain flexible, make the adjustments, and stay in touch with people. I don't think we should be complicit or encouraging that kind of, I don't want to use the word abuse, but the kind of strain on the audience, which tunes in to hear a particular program because they want to hear a particular program. We need the audience. We need to respect the audience. So I would propose that we not even necessarily stick with the last week in the month. We would just ask them to lay it out, get an Excel file or however it is people do these things. I still use pencil and paper, and schedule us in and give us dates for the rest of the year. The other thing I would want to actually argue, and this would mean going back to the board, is these reports should have begun in January. They did not. And I think at this point to say, okay, well, the people who already have greater influence in the organization by virtue of being an officer, and the people who already have greater access to information by virtue of being on the national board, that it's no longer feasible to simply lob all 8 of them in first, which could mean, if we're doing an hour a month, nobody else even gets on the air until October. I think we need to be more creative. And at this point, we should be saying, okay, you know, this should have started in January. It didn't start in January. It didn't start in February. It didn't start in March when the motion should have been brought to the LSB. We're in July. We're talking about an August report. Let's find a different way to do it. Let's just do it alphabetically. I don't know, by first name, by last name, by let's do it astrologically. I mean, I don't care. But I just don't think that the same eight people who already have a concentration of power should now be the first groups that the listeners, that the members hear from.
Anyone else want to comment?
Yeah, I just want to say that I agree with what Shireen just said. And she's absolutely correct about, you know, sometimes I don't hear Gloria J. Brown Marshall for like 3 weeks. And she's preempted, and that just does not work. But we need to start these LSB programs soon, sooner than later, because the listeners are, you know, they're missing a lot of information. And we have to get this started. And I'm wondering if it would still be Kathy, even though she was not available to be on the call this afternoon, if she would be the one to go and talk to the PD, unless she's on vacation at this time, about what we believe that it can't be the same time, you know, 7 to 9. And, you know, the major problem is that the management doesn't seem to respect the listeners. And that does not earn money. That does not help listeners want to donate to the cause, as it were. So would the next step be for Kathy to talk to the PD again about our proposal to change the time? And that it must be a 2-hour situation. Not, and when I read a half hour, I was like, you know, like, what? You're even suggesting that? That's unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable.
Can I be on the set?
Go ahead, Captain Janet.
Yeah, I think I agree with everyone about it, that it must be 2 hours. It's, you've got to have listener calls. It's their only opportunity. There is virtually never a report to the listener any longer. So this is as much a report to the listener as anybody's going to get. And that even if, you know, anyway, I think 2 hours is a must. And how difficult is it? And Sean, I suppose I should know this, but I don't. I can't really. Staggering the time slots, as well as the as well as the members who come to the air, is more difficult. Is it, you know, to have one, whatever it is, 6 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, and 1 in the evening. How hard is that? Or is that, I can't remember the rationale for us doing the same time slot with a different day every month. I don't remember what it was. If you would refresh my memory, it would, it might help. Was it easier for Linda to schedule it that way, or was it easier for the LSB members?
Both.
Okay.
Most folks are not available at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
Later in the evening or even early afternoon, you could try.
They can do it.
Yeah, but on a regular basis, early evening was doable for most folks.
Right. And we should point out also that it isn't all that easy to get these board members to come to the air anyway, at all. So
can
it is sort of like pulling teeth.
This is Shireen.
Yeah, I hear you, Shireen. Janet, are you finished with, are you?
I think so. The other thing about having the alphabetical order rather than the officers first, I don't know. I'm of no mind about that, really, because I just think we should get these things going and get listeners accustomed to them again and give them an opportunity to speak up.
Serene.
Okay, so I Linda's vacation has started, and I am fully ready to move ahead talking to Berthold about the scheduling, because I you know, remember, people aren't running down to the station anymore, and we don't have to worry about trying to juggle four people on timeline. People can jump on Zoom literally in their pajamas or nude if that's the condition they're in. Whatever. We don't care. Well, I don't know. It depends. Maybe Zoom phone if they're nude. But, no. I think it's important that it gets started. I think that, again, we are 7 months. We're 7 months behind before people get to the air. Let's do the 2 hours a month. Let's move it around the schedule, because we've got a very animated group of listeners who are listening to the radio between 7 and 8. Apparently, I hear great things about our numbers. And again, every piece of the audience gets to be respected. We can do it from 6 a.m., as you know, stick with the motion, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. There are a lot of people up and listening at 5. That's why the competition for who gets rebroadcast at 5 a.m., has been something of a thing, right? Because it used to be that the 5 p.m. shows were being rebroadcast at 5 a.m. And now it's the Leonard Lopate show that's being rebroadcast at 5 a.m. Folks are up and listening at 5. And folks will be up and listening at 6. If someone, for medical reasons, can't be, you know, coherent at 6 o'clock, that's okay.
It's not medical. People are getting, they're getting prepared for other things. It's a hardship.
I'm saying if there are board members for whom that schedule does not work, then they can pass on the 6 a.m. slot and take, you know, take the 10 a.m. slot or whatever it turns out to be. That's fine. There's no judgment if someone says they can't make it. We don't know everybody's lives, right? But that's I think, should be our approach. We start alphabetically. And when I say alphabetically, I actually want us to start at both the top and the bottom of the alphabet. Because as Will Roberts, I'm down at the bottom. As a Barr or a Coleman, you guys always get in first. You know what I'm saying? So we can take two from this. I mean, it can be as flexible as that. You start with the two from the top of the alphabet, two from the bottom of the alphabet. And the first,
keep it simple, is my suggestion.
That's simple.
Oh, well, I keep it simpler. I really disagree about the early morning thing. I just know it from talking to all these people how on a regular basis, how much of a problem it is for them to dedicate 2 hours at all. At least as they say, and there's no, you know, there's nothing that requires them to do it.
The motion does say 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., and no one is going to be committed for the full two-hour block. It's going to be four people per hour the way we've always done it. You know, so if someone doesn't want to do 6 a.m., that's fine. But for people who work during the day, you know, and have family obligations or evening classes or whatever, getting it done early in the morning might be perfect. People are up and listening. I listen between 7 and 8 when they open those phones.
It's not the listeners I'm concerned about. It's the officers and the members.
Okay, well, I don't know how many of the 24 people that are on the board you've had this discussion with, but I think we ask. And if we find that absolutely no one is interested in doing 6 o'clock, then we will know not to use 6 o'clock. But I don't think we can prejudge that people won't be available or interested at that time.
Wait. Not efficient.
Before we get into an argument, from a pragmatic point of view, we should, as Janet said, keep things simple. Making these changes that Serene is advocating means going before the LSB again with a whole new empowering motion. I just came from them last week. I don't relish the idea of going before them in August with a, yet a whole new proposal, and before we even get started with the shows. And the shows that we have, low these many years, works just fine. So at this point, I would recommend that I'll volunteer to contact Catherine, since she was the point person before, and in the absence of Linda, task her with having a discussion with Berthold and seeing what he can do for us in Linda's absence.
Okay.
Okay, this is Serene.
I hear you.
No, I mean, I want to get on the set.
Go on. Go ahead. You have the floor.
So number one, and no disrespect is intended, but someone who would come back to us with a half an hour proposal is clearly not current on what the policy is. I'd be happy to talk with Kathy and invite her to talk with me and Berthold, but I don't think we should just shunt it back to Kathy because she's not current on what the rules are.
We don't know whether she...
I'm speaking.
Yeah, let her finish and then we can make our points.
Okay.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So for her to come back with a 30-minute proposal, whether it came from her or Linda, because Sean, as you said, it's not clear what she's reporting and what she's suggesting herself, means that she doesn't know what's in the motion. It's actually been in effect now for more than a year. So I think we want to not waste time. I also am not sold on your idea of waiting to do the first report the last week of August. We may very well find ourselves having board elections this year. We have three stations that are in deep financial trouble. Or I should say one that's in financial trouble and two that are in deep financial trouble. We are one of those. And we have people who are so committed to having elections this year, as though new people on the board is actually more important than being able to keep broadcasting live and local programming in the governmental midterm election. But they may be able to get the PNB to say, yes, let's spend what little money we can find on board elections. So what if that kicks in, that means there are a whole bunch of people who aren't even going to be eligible to be on the air, right? Because as a candidate, you can only be on the air during an official election forum. So we don't know where that's going. So waiting until the end of August, I think, is a non-starter. And just because the last time we did it, which I don't know how long ago that was, but the last time we did it, it was the last week of the month, is no reason to say, well, let's return to that. That's why the conversation with management has to be had by someone who's informed and who will push for flexibility in the scheduling.
Information, I don't know what this is, point of order, I think. I can't stay very long on this meeting. I have a prior interim commitment since we first made this date. So I am wondering, since all of this is a discussion way more elaborate than we thought it would be, I think, is there any shortcut we can take right now for this discussion to take place? Sean, can you contact Berthold and get at least a feeling of whether or not Berthold will take on this responsibility and book the show on his own? I think that would be the next thing we attempt to do.
Oh, rather than going back
to... I don't know, rather than rewrite the Bible here.
Go ahead. Well, which version, but okay.
Go ahead, Serene.
No, Sean, I said go ahead, I'll wait.
Well, before, Janet, you made that suggestion, I was suggesting that you contact Catherine and have her be the point person rather than having different people from this committee.
Okay, either way.
keep it, you know.
Either way, just to find out whether we can get this done with somebody soon.
I'm on board with asking Catherine to have a discussion with Berto.
Okay. Well, she knows what's doing.
At least who knows what's doing, Berto?
She is aware of what's happening throughout the system, whatever else. So I think she's educated on that part. I don't think we have to worry there about what she says to Berthold in terms of what is appropriate for the for this radio committee. She's been on it for years.
Okay, so...
okay, so this
Rachel
is
for the staff.
A different position.
Go ahead, Serene, and then Rachel is after you.
And I don't know.
So,
yes, and may I say that I have to leave, I would say, in by 10 minutes of the hour.
Okay.
What's on tonight, by the way, Janet?
What's that?
What's on the show tonight before you go?
My show is already in the can. It's not my obligation. I have another show. And another radio station.
No, I said, what's on the air? What are you doing tonight?
Oh, Mark Kehoe. It's Framing the Village. It's a request for art from artists to paint who do renditions of the village, what east and west.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Good. It's fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like a lot more fun than the elections committee.
That's what you want. Hold on. Let's come back to order here. Serene, is that what you wanted to say? I thought you...
No. I was just asking her because she said she was going to be going soon, and I just wanted to catch it because I haven't been listening very much to the station the past couple of days, and I haven't heard her promo, but that's all. Okay. Huh?
Oh, good.
What is it you wanted to say?
My ass.
Okay. So what I wanted to say
has joined.
Is that... what I wanted to say is that first of all, I think we should set another committee meeting maybe for next Tuesday, right? Because if you post it today, we'll meet that notice. So we can actually see where these conversations take us in terms of the conversation to be had with Berthel. And I, again, think that, you know, there's so many non-starters that came back from that conversation with Linda that I don't think it automatically means that the person who started the conversation, and again, no disrespect is intended, but I don't think the conversation needs to happen with the same person in order to provide us with the information we need. Clearly, there are a lot of things that weren't considered at the last meeting. I'm sorry I missed it. I had planned to attend it, and something came up at the last minute. But, you know, we can't begin in the end of August. We can't begin with the same eight people who've already had, you know, the bulk of a voice in terms of what's happening. We need to find a way to make sure that the people who are on the program represent a broad diversity about what's really happening at the station and the network.
Rachel, you're next.
Thank you. I think that what's really, really important at this time is that I know that Kathy originally volunteered to be the liaison, as it were, between us and management. But I think that there's no love lost in, maybe Kathy can have a conversation with Serene to let her know, you know, what happened at this particular meeting. And both of them should,
hello?
You know, speak with Berthel, you know, because Linda's on vacation, I believe. So we need to get this on the air ASAP. I'm done. I'm finished.
All right. So it seems as though we have competing suggestions. One is to task Catherine with having a discussion with Berthel. The other one is to have Catherine and Serene have a discussion with Berthel. Do I have that correct?
Is that a motion?
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, how many people are in favor of having Catherine have a discussion with Bertold?
Well, I am, and I'll tell you why. She's there.
Hold on.
Oh.
We don't need whys. We're just...
Okay.
How many people? I'm just doing numbers at this point.
Okay.
So we can figure out how to proceed here. So you're in favor of that. I'm in favor of that. That's two of us. Serene and Rachel, are you in favor of that idea or opposed to it?
I think it should be Catherine and Serene and speaking with Bertolt.
That's not the idea I put in forum right now. So you're not in favor of the idea that Catherine talked to Bertolt. Okay. And
correct,
Serene,
correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so how many people are in favor of Serene's idea that she and Catherine have a discussion with Bertolt?
Me, Rachel.
And
Serene.
And Serene. Okay, so it seems we're at a stalemate because it's 2-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, there doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out thing about this. I mean, I was involved in the creation. In fact,
this is already long and drawn out. So just as an example of what it might be like, I would say... You haven't good case for a short meeting here, for you in the meeting with Bertolt or any other meeting. And I'm being kind about that.
This is Serene. Are we going to use the stack and avoid the personal sniping or what?
Go ahead. You have the floor, Serene.
Okay. I'm saying that it's problematic that the person we asked to have the conversation brought back information that, as you said at the beginning, it's like we've done this before. It's what's the term you use? Oh, my memory is getting so bad. Deja vu all over again. We're not rolling back the clock. Nobody has the kind of time to invest on that. Everybody has, that I know of, most people I know of, are overcommitted. There's a lot of stuff happening. So I'll be happy to join Kathy and Berthold to have a discussion and come back to the committee with a report in writing, and the committee can decide at its next meeting what is happening, because there are a number of things that are simply not considered. If you're starting a process 8 months late, 7 months late, you don't come back with the same formula. If you're starting with things that were discarded a year or 2 years ago, that's not productive. If you're starting with the fact that we may be, in fact,
has joined
elections that will deprive a lot of people from being able to report to the people that elected them, then that's a problem. That management only finally did their own report to the listener. I call it the retort to the listener, for good reason. You know, last Tuesday, there are things that are problematic in the system. Let's not just keep pushing through the same language and emotion as though we are unaware there are things we should be addressing.
Well, okay,
folks, I have 1 minute left to this call.
Okay.
And I must leave.
I'm going to speak now. I've heard you say those things before, Serene. Simply repeating them is not going to change the fact that people disagree with your perspective, your approach to this matter. So in the absence, there are two people in favor of your idea. There are two people in favor of the other idea. We're at a stalemate here. I don't know how to get out of this.
Well, we can have another meeting perhaps next week if we want to reschedule and see if we can get more people on the meeting to break a tie.
Well, you got William on the call.
But I've got to go. Now, what would you? How can we do this? Resolve this?
Well, it's been put forward that we have a meeting for next week.
John, can you not hear William?
Okay, hello, William. But it sounds as though we're getting...
Yeah, during the call, is there something to vote on or now? Do you need my opinion on something?
Well, we know it already. You don't have to tell us.
Oh, this must be the same bunch that has been doing this for years. I see. So what happened? Somebody got on the call before you could finish it? That's what you used to do. You used to try to do a four-minute call so nobody would join you.
No, we got through our business rather quickly on those days.
Sean, excuse me. You know what Janet has been doing is inappropriate, and you need to call it.
Hold on.
Is in violation of Robert's rules and good manners.
Hold on. Before things get out of hand, William, welcome to the meeting. On the floor at the moment is two ideas. One, to have Catherine have a discussion with Bertol and schedule a meeting for the 26th so we can follow up with that, or have Catherine and Serene have a discussion with Bertol. Which one are you in favor of?
I think the more the merrier. I don't understand what the meeting is about.
Okay.
I just got on the call. You guys have been planning this like you used to do all the time, but I don't know what you're planning.
Well, I laid out the idea. All right, so we have three people in favor of having Catherine and Serene talk to Bertol. So be it. We'll schedule a meeting for the 26th and see what comes of that. Okay. So thank you all for your time and your patience. I will, put out the notice for the meeting for next week. And for now, we are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. More voices.
Oh, Sean, P.S.?
Yes?
Can I call you about some other stuff later this evening?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.